You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
That's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Intro is Liddy. Hey man, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Les Brunches Movement podcast, man. Hey, the intro like that. The intro is fire, but it's Friday, man. I'm not in the studio today by myself, but we still gonna have a hell of a podcast. And I'm still back on the podcast.
He's back!
The boy's back in the building. And this, if this is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The dopest, the coldest, whatever you want to call it. The most haters, the most entertaining. It's all of that. And we're going to have a good time here. And we're still going to educate, and we're going to get the good word. We're going to get some motivation in today. A little bit of everything. So sit back, enjoy the show, get in the comments, participate, and we're going to get to it, man. So do I have any stories this week before I start the show? Nothing really. It was a smooth week. It was a long week. Pause. That was crazy.
No diddy.
it was a long week this week, but working hard, getting stuff done. And we're going to keep getting to it, man. So I'm going to get in these comments, and we're going to get the show started. Like I said before, make sure y'all hit that like button, because we got to get this message out there. Wicked Scorpion, welcome back to the show.
He's back!
Wicked Scorpion's back on the show. Indian Dolly, welcome back to the show. Natalia, welcome back to the show. And this JT, finally catch another live. Welcome back to the show. Michael Hawkins, welcome back to the show. And look, man, we're gonna get straight to it, man. You see the title, bro. They mad Lizzo lost weight.
What?
Okay, listen, man. This is crazy to me, bro. With all of the science that's out there. All the data, however you say it, whatever. With all that out there, that shows that carrying less body fat, being at a lower body weight is healthier for you. Shorty's in the gym with Michael B. Jordan's trainer, who got him ready for Creed. She's putting work in. She lost weight. And now everybody is mad at her.
What?
They were loving her. When she was big back as hell.
Big back activity.
The number one fan.
Big back activity.
She went to the Lakers game, had her big back ass out.
Big back activity.
They defended it. Listen, man. But now she got a little slim. She's starting to, get slim and trim, and now people mad at her. Let's check it out, man. I just don't understand this, man. Like,
we are encouraged to be big backs, and it is what it is. I mean, let's check it out, man.
Not a Lizzo fan by any stretch of the imagination, and I could not name a Lizzo song if my life depended on it. And I also don't know if Ozempic did it or didn't do it. But what I do know is that going...
And they trying to give her Ozempic allegations. So now they not only are they mad at her, they trying to say she took a shortcut and did it the wrong way.
Going from this to that is a positive thing, not just for Lizzo, but for antibody.
Yes. Okay?
To lose weight, a significant amount of weight, to the point that you get back in a healthy body, yep, is a positive thing. It's crazy.
It is a positive thing. That, like, that's not even a debate. The fact that this is being a debate is ridiculous.
Big back activity.
And this just shows that you encourage to keep your back big as hell. Let's keep it going.
See that I have to say this, but we are officially in the upside down. We are living in,
facts,
in the most insane time in human
clown
history,
world,
where even a doctor saying that this is unhealthy is now a radical and a bigoted idea. Okay.
We just had a doctor on the other day, not on the show, but we reacted to a clip last Friday where the doctor was basically saying, if you don't want to get weight loss surgery and you want to go to the gym, it's fat phobic. We got doctors doing this now. Hey, listen, y'all got to stay locked in and don't fall into this bullshit. Let's keep it going. Oh, my bad. I lost my spot. I pressed the wrong button. I think we was like about right here.
A doctor saying that. Right
here. My bad.
Is now a radical and a bigoted idea.
Ridiculous. Okay?
Saying that going from this to this is fat phobic.
Crazy.
That's a thing now.
Everything's fat phobic.
That's
now
a thing.
Everything.
There is a collective of individuals who are pissed off that Lizzo has gone from this to this. It's the same thing that happened to Adele. I don't know if y'all.
Because she can't identify with they big back ass no more.
Belly.
I remember a few years ago, Adele had a drastic
Adele
weight
too.
Loss before Ozempic was even a thing. And there was a massive backlash from a very specific group of people who said how.
We ain't going to watch the whole video. Y'all get the gist of it. But you see, we live in this big back ass
big
world.
Back activity.
And I tell y'all all the time, a lot of y'all, it's going to be family, it's going to be friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, but you even see it happens with a public figure. They mad at her doing what's best for her, what's proven to be healthier for her, because let's keep it a bean. Lizzo, was she was a big joint. She was carrying a lot of weight, dragging a lot of wagon. Carrying a lot. And I'm sure she was eating whatever the fuck she wanted.
Nope.
And it is what it is, but y'all can't listen to this, man. So I'm super happy for Lizzo. I was one of the people that was critical of her, but guess what? We got to bring 2025. We bringing back Shaman. We bringing back Shaman.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I let these big backs to get back on track, and that's a fact. Bars. Because, man, look. If South Park didn't do the episode on her, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up, South Park Lizzo. If they didn't do the episode on her, right, if people weren't telling her to stop encouraging these women to, quote, unquote, love your body, yes, love your body, but that don't mean you destroy your body and love the shit, all right? It's not loving your body. That's hating your body. That's not giving a fuck about your body. So when people criticize her for that over the last couple years, hey, finally it clicked. And now she getting in shape. Now she getting slim and trim. Shout out to her, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Crazy, right? And she with a dope trainer. She's with Michael B. Jordan's trainer, bro. That's one of my dogs. But, yeah, crazy. Let's check it out. They want to see you doing good, but not better than them. Absolutely. And ladies, yo, listen, all the rhetoric about men hating women, women hate women. Because it's only women mad at Lizzo for losing weight. Ain't no man mad at Lizzo for losing weight.
Nope.
Now, there's probably a couple ninjas in there talking about some, oh, yeah, Lizzo losing her ass. But we don't.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's very few. We don't have time for them ninjas. Okay. They're gone. But it's mostly women mad at Lizzo for losing weight. Let's keep it 100. Lizzo dropping weight. How dare she? She can't lose weight. She can't lose weight. She's representing us. She's representing the big girls.
Big back activity.
She's thick. It's like, nah. Daniel Shannon, what up, Source? He's back.
He's back!
Tony Scorpio, absolutely a clown world. Crazy out here. Mike said, boy, if you don't, my button ain't working today. I don't know why.
If you don't.
Well, I guess that's good enough. But, yeah, get out of here.
If you don't.
Maybe once Lizzo drops weight, she can slide into Chris Evans' DMs again, and she can get him. LOL. Nah, just joking.
Nope.
He's cool. He don't want her. He's good. He made his decision already. Big spider in the building. That's the thing about leveling up. Everybody can't come with you. Mindsets ain't the same from the people from your past. That's real shit, though. We talked about it the other day. You gotta let some motherfuckers go. Leave them in the past. Leave their big back ass in the past. Leave them on Big Back Road. You on Fitback Boulevard, leave them on Big Back Road. Time to get some new friends. Or they could get on board with you. You could motivate them to get on board too. But listen, we ain't got time for that. All right? And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button and let's keep this podcast going. Oh, my bad. But, all right. So, uh-oh. Yeah, she was really thirsty over Chris, and he was politely turning her down. I'm surprised he didn't just ignore her. You know what, man? I'm gonna stir the pot a little bit. This is my podcast. I don't care. Now, listen. I don't care about interracial dating. And this is great because we about to talk about Jonathan Majors in a second. I know this is a fitness podcast, but I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna just say this, and then I'm gonna quietly exit. We're gonna say this. I don't care about interracial dating, but if it was a fat black man lusting over a fit white woman, oh man, can you imagine the internet? And got turned down. We're just going to leave it there. We're not going to dive in. Hey, make sure I hit the like button. Let's get back to the fitness before I get carried away and for y'all in the comments get carried away because I already know how y'all do. Anyway, so moving on from Lizzo. David Blunts comes to mind. Why does David Blunts come to mind, Mike? He didn't get rejected, though. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, all right. So we got Jonathan Majors. We all know, not maybe all of us don't know. Look it up. He had the allegations earlier this year or last year, whenever it was. We're not here to talk about that, okay? But we do want to mention how a certain demographic.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Turned against him when these allegations came about. And I'm not going to say what race or what gender.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But the tables have turned. And now, fellas, this is why I'm so hard on the fellas. Pause.
No diddy, you know.
When you get in shape, all that shit goes out the window. Now, that same demographic, YouTube don't like when I go through the comments, so I can't go through the comments. Maybe I'll pull it up on my phone. But that same demographic is now lusting over Jonathan Majors. Shout out to Jonathan Majors. Why are they lusting over him? And why are they ignoring the allegations and taking back what they said earlier? I'm going to show you right now. Let's check it out. Let's check it out. Uh-oh. Oh, man. He out there with Megan Good. Oh, man. Shout out to both of them because Megan Good looking good. He out there with the six-pack. Now, listen, go to the shade room and check the comments. He got the back muscles out. go to the Shade Room and check out the comments about Jonathan Majors and these pictures that came out. Oh, girl, I take back everything I said. Girl, I know he throwing her around the bedroom. Girl, I know that. Matter of fact, let's take a look. Since we here, let's take a look at it. Hopefully, I can find it quickly. Because listen, stop the cap, man.
Stop the cap.
When you fit all, none of that stuff matters, man. None of that stuff matters. Hopefully, I can find this quickly. But yeah, man, they thirsting over him. It's ladies, y'all are thirsty. Y'all thirstier than the ninjas, ladies. No, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I don't have time to look for it. But when you get a second, go on the Shade Room and look at them comments. They're loving Jonathan. And I don't want to get into the case. I don't even want to go down that road. But like I said, when you're fit, a lot of the picky things that maybe if he was a fat guy, people would still point them things out. All that shit is out the window.
Stop the cap.
You get a pass. People treat you different. People look at you different. They focus on the fit body. They don't even care about that shit no more. Right? So listen, get in the gym, fellas. Get in the lab. Stop all the dad bod encouragement. Stop all the auntie built ass ninjas encouragement.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I got a 9-to-5. I can't work out. Hold on. Let me get going. I got a 9-to-5. I can't work out. I got kids. I can't work out. We cutting all of that out, all right? And ladies, y'all stop saying y'all want to do with a dad bod, because no, y'all don't. Y'all would take this over a dad bod any day and stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
It is what it is. I'm just saying, man. Hey, shout out to Jonathan Majors. Come on, man. Let's get these comments, man. Anytime a black man lusts over a white woman, you know all hell breaks loose, but this is a fit.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This podcast, well, I'm going to keep it fitness. Yeah, let's keep it fitness today. Let's keep it fitness. Let's keep it fitness. We're not here for that. This ain't the Shade Room. David Blunt is 23. I thought he was like 35 with his
big back activity.
Big back ass. Facts. A bunch of thirsty girls, thirsty as hell. Shade Room comments got them apologizing. Like a mother. It not only does it have them apologizing, it got them actually looking at the facts of the case and see that they overreacted.
Stop the cap.
Without the facts. This is a fitness podcast, so I'm going to keep it fitness. If he wasn't bunny hopping with them snow bunnies and polar bears, that would have never happened. Fitness podcast? Listen, I don't want to... You about to have me say some shit. I'm going to just say this. It don't matter what the race is. Wild shit can happen with anybody.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Just leave it at that. I got some stories for you, but that's another time. We here for fitness. If I tell them stories, I'm really going to get canceled. Anyway, bro, if Ike Turner was still alive and had a six-pack, everyone would have forgot about all that Tina Turner and want to eat the cake like anime. Hey, yo.
Dom DeMarco.
All facts. What up, Lotus? That's human nature. Both skinny and fat people are looked down upon compared to physically fit people. Facts. It's cold. I can't work out. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Yeah. Long time. What up, A. Carl Henry? What's going on, man? Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hold on. I'm going to look at the picture. We're going to look at the pictures one more time. Because that's just, he, come on, man. Fellas, step it up. Not saying you got to look like him, but step it up. And look up his workout routine and look up how he eats. That's all I'm going to say. And let's keep this podcast going. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. All right. Listen, man. I just got another tattoo, so I can't work out right now. I'm really paranoid on getting an infection and healing that tattoo just right for another week. All right, hey, Wicked Scorpion, you're not going to like what I have to say, okay? You're not going to like what I have to say. And I got a whole bunch of tattoos. I'm tatted. I think every tattoo, I've gone to the gym the same day. Not calling you soft. I'm not. I understand you don't want an infection, but I've done it the same day. I'm just saying, or the next day. I'm just saying. I'm not telling you what to do, but you talking to somebody that ain't got no infection, and I was cool. But do what's best for you, bro. I'm just letting you know I was fine. Well, technically I can, but I can't work out how I would like. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do something. Now, when I was in college and I got tattoos and I had practice.
Nope.
It wasn't none of that. I'm just saying. All right. Black people.
You know, black people.
No.
Well, this isn't just black people. This is an American thing. We have to stop acting like we just got fat accidentally. Okay? That back. Hold up.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Them Big Mama arms didn't get there on accident. Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists did not get there accidentally. Okay? You were sedentary. You weren't active. You weren't speeding up your metabolism. You didn't build muscle. You weren't eating healthy. You didn't have a high protein diet. You weren't drinking your water. Let's keep it a bean. Keep it 1,000, okay? So what we're not going to do is continue to lie and act like we just got this big-ass back accident.
Big back activity.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, let's check it out. Because a couple of y'all sent me this, and I said, oh, brother.
I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steaks. Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Let me take this off the screen for a second. We're going to watch it again. What the hell is going on? I'm not fat, I'm fed. Listen, we're making shit up at this point. Listen, we know you're not eating healthy, and we know it wasn't just lobster tails that got that big back.
Belly?
And that big belly. The shit is getting so delusional right now. I don't know if y'all saw my post yesterday. Did I share the? No, we're gonna watch it. We're gonna watch it after this. All right, I shared a post yesterday where I basically was like, ladies, stop blaming hormones and all this other shit, and men lose weight easier, and you're not really evaluating your habits. It's no way that you got that big face. Hold on.
Healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steaks. Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
No, 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 no. Look at that chin. It ain't no separation from her neck and her chest. It's barely any separation from her neck and her chin. That did not just come from lobster tails and steaks. What we going to do is not lie about that. It's getting crazy out here, man. And people wonder why they struggle to lose weight. They ain't keeping it real with themselves. You really out here, and she not just saying this because she don't believe it. She really in her mind has convinced herself that she not eating cakes, drinking alcohol, eating fried food. She's doing something. She's doing one of those, guaranteed. Don't ask how I know.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Literally just made some shit up. You ain't fooling us.
Motherfuckers, no, I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steaks.
Yeah, seafood boils with all that fucking sodium and shit and all that butter. Yeah, that added to it too. I don't know why she talking like she ain't eat healthy. And that's a lot of fucking calories in them seafood boils too.
Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
No, you're fed and fat. Bars. Because that's ridiculous, bro. Let's get in these comments, man. For some reason, I realized you can save more money when you buy protein, water, and vegetables instead of wasting money on big back food and drink. That's a bar right there, y'all. Save some money eating healthy. They just be making up all types of shit. I'm telling you, bro. Body positivity is one of the biggest scams sold to us as a community. Body positivity is one of the biggest scams ever. It absolutely is. Getting fat accidentally, that's like folks who say they got pregnant by accident. The fuck you do? Fall on a Big Mac buffet the same way they fall on some meat. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Brown Baldy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, brother. You're in timeout. That is crazy. And that's a no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
You're out of here, brother. That's crazy. But you have a point. You're absolutely right. And they say, never mind, let me stop. Fitness podcast. DeLulu, absolutely DeLulu. Jonathan D. Hall, fitness for the win. Absolutely. She got a whole pan of mac and cheese to herself. Yeah, you know she took the Thanksgiving leftovers home.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
She took all that home. The family was like, God damn. Everybody else want leftovers. Can somebody else get some leftovers?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
Fat and fed. That's why you look like that. All right. Listen, we got to cut all the bullshit out. And listen, if you cool with looking like that and you don't want to get fit, you still getting bent over, you still got ninjas in your DM, and that's what you want to do, go ahead, do it. But what you're not about to do is get around some ninjas like us on this podcast and lie to us and think we not going to call it out, because you done lost your mind if you think that's the case. when your chin fades into your neck, this is what you get.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who going to have Big Mama arms early.
Heifer, you just big. Stop the cap. But the cap won't fit her big ass.
Stop the cap.
You name it.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it.
Getting crazy out here, man. Let's watch it again, man.
I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and chill. I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steak.
Shit.
Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
Yeah. Stop the cap. You ain't fooling me. You better cut it out. All right? This is crazy.
Motherfuckers, no, I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and chill. I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steaks. Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
And you know what, ladies? Y'all know y'all got a friend that be doing that shit in the group chat. Before every vacation. Well, girl, you know, everybody in there, y'all trying to get the... ladies, y'all know I'm telling the truth because I done heard this story 1,000 times. You know, everybody in there trying to hold each other accountable to work out for the vacation. Y'all got y'all little girls trip. And it's one girl in there. Yeah, you know, I'm not really fat. I'm just fat. I don't really got to tighten up that much for the trip.
Nope.
Yeah, okay. That's her. All y'all ladies got a friend like that. And then, ladies, y'all don't say shit to her. Y'all let her ass be big as hell.
Nope.
So she's still getting bent over. She's still getting injured.
Nope.
You need to hold that friend accountable because that's a ridiculous mindset, ladies. I can't be the only one out here trying to hold ladies accountable. They calling me misogynist and calling me hate women and calling me DL and calling me...
No diddy, you know?
Ladies, y'all got to hold them accountable too, because that's ridiculous. All right? Oh, my bad. We're going to watch it one more time.
I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat... I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and chill. I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils
Shit.
And steaks.
Shit.
Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
You're shitting me. You're shitting me. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Hit the like button, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You're shitting me. She's fat, yes. And this ain't body shaming. We just telling the truth, man. You big because you just eat and don't move at all. She's fat. Not fat with a pH, bars.
Dumb the Monko.
Damn, I came here and the first thing I see is a big back leopard. Yeah, that's exactly what you saw, brother. A leopard, but a leopard ain't that wide. And a leopard don't weigh that much. Let me stop it before they cancel. They gonna cut the stream off. Ain't the shorty you was hanging with at the Ebony Fit? Oh, whoa. Whoa, this ninja on here trying to start some shit. You better stop it. I wasn't hanging. Me and my little sister had the table, and I was selling shirts. I don't know what you're talking about, but you're not about to come in here with that, Daniel Shannon.
Stop the cap.
Matter of fact, Daniel Shannon, you're in timeout.
Break three, you're out.
This ninja's in timeout, because that's not what you about to. Where's the proof? Where's the videos? I got footage. I got videos there. they post Spider-Mo post me on a story. You show me what you're talking about. You're out of here,
Strike
buddy.
Three, you're time out.
This ninja right here. I like lobster tails and steak too, but not as much as her.
Big back activity.
Man, she be crushing them joints. How many lobster tails you think she had? Cause you know you go to a nice little restaurant, they're gonna bring you like, you know, two or three, you know, a nice size lobster tail. She probably ordered six of them. Hold on. She probably ordered six of them. Nine of them. 12 of them. Then say she ain't got no money to pay the personal trainer.
Your back has a back.
I'm just saying. And I'm speaking facts. That's really how it be. She bigger than the Titans on the tech on Titan. She's the freedom, the feederism Titan.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Yeah, you know her. She blamed it on the ninjas. Yeah, you know, I talked to this guy, and you know, he just really attracted the big women. He just kept feeding me. Girl, it was turning him on. Girl, hey, get out of here with that bullshit.
Stop the cap.
You wanted to eat that food. You wanted to eat. And buddy had no other option, so he kept feeding you. Let's keep it a bean. Y'all, let's really talk about it. Y'all ain't fooling me. Anyway, educated Tyrone laughing, Daniel Shannon laughing, Lotus laughing, because it's the best fitness podcast out. At Daniel, I was there. Marty had that big leopard in stretch class. Yeah, y'all are out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Y'all are gone, bro. That's what y'all not about to do. Come on here and lie on your boy. That's crazy. All I do is show love. Y'all didn't just lie. Get out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
She has an EBT card. Miss Lee, she probably do. Hey, what are you buying with the EBT card? Captain Crunch? Hold on. Captain Crunch? Takis? Cheetos? Huggies juice? Cinnamon Toast Crunch pork bacon? God, buying all that shit with the EBT card. They're talking about some I ain't fat. If you're just joining, I'm going to play it again. Because if you're just joining, you don't know what we're talking about. So let me show you.
I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and chill. I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steaks.
Shit.
Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
You're shitting me. You're shitting me. All right? I say more than six. Yeah, she had nine lobster tails. It's not the lobster. It's the canola oil they cooked it with, combined with the refined carbs and the butter. They buy everything but real food with the EBT card. I'm telling you. Listen. Don't get me started. But anyway, hey, hit the like button. Let's keep this podcast. Be eating all that food, then had the nerve to drink a diet drink. Like, that's going to get you by with what you just ate. Exactly. Yeah, you know, but I had a Diet Coke with it, you know, because a Diet Coke, zero sugar, zero calorie. probably it ain't zero calories.
Nope.
I'll tell you that right now. All right. But do your thing, though. When you hit the let him cook button, she grabs her plate and says, feed me some. Yo, first of all, yo, it's
let him cook.
Shut up, Mike Hawkins, man. This guy here. All right, let's keep it going. Okay, I think I put the wrong video in. I think I put my video reaction in. So we need to get the video of me not reacting, so y'all can see what this shorty said about her husband losing weight. Did I play it the other day? I can't remember. If I played it the other day, I apologize. We're gonna watch it again, and we're gonna watch my reaction to it, because you can't be hating on your husband when your husband's losing weight, ladies. And if your husband is losing weight and you're not losing weight, 9 times out of 10, you're probably doing something wrong, ladies.
Big back activity.
You probably big backing that brunch with the girls. You probably not going to the gym as often as your husband. You probably finding excuses not to go. And I'm telling you right now, ladies, I love y'all. The amount of men that I've seen get on their grind and the wife was not on board, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Glorilla did say, let her cook. These comments got me weak. All right, let's try this video. My neighbor need to stop being stingy and let me hold the EBT card so I can get some crab legs. You trying to get some crab legs and Hennessy. Let's see if this video works. Nope, that video didn't work. All right, hold on. Hold on, y'all. I don't know why this one ain't working. This stuff get on my nerves. All right, well, maybe we can't watch. Oh, no, we could watch it. I got y'all. Give me a second. Hold on. Gotta airdrop it. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And this is the best fitness podcast out. Hey, man, this shit's fire. This is a good podcast.
Is it?
It still ain't. All right, whatever. We're going to go to another video while I try to get this one situated. This airdrop acting ghetto today. Oh, there you go. All right. Here we go. Let's try this. This one should be cool. All right. 1 second. Where is it? Here it is.
Then my husband want to talk about how he been working out and all and getting fit. And mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Men can work out for 3 days, lose weight, get fit, mm-hmm. have abs and everything. Mm-hmm. Women, we be losing the same 10 pounds every few months. Like, shut up. Who cares?
Okay, is that what happens? Let's watch it one more time.
Then my husband want to talk about how he been working out and all and getting fit. And nobody cares. Men can work out for 3 days, lose weight, get fit, have abs and everything. Women, we be losing the same 10 pounds every few months. Like, shut up. Who cares?
Now, let's find out the real reason why the lady's losing weight. And one lady got mad at me yesterday for telling the truth. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Where is it at? Is this it? Yes.
My husband want to talk about how he been working out and all and getting fit. Nobody cares. Men can work out for 3 days, lose weight, get fit, have abs and everything. Women, we be losing the same 10 pounds every few months. Like, shut up. Who cares?
The lady's going to kill me for this one, but I really don't care. Let's talk about why y'all only be losing the same 10 pounds. Is it because you're a woman or is it because you eating seafood boils and Royal Farms chicken?
Bars.
Is it because you're doing more twerking out than working out? And
bars.
If it's so easy for men to lose weight, why is all these big back ass men out here? Post office, grocery store, airport, restaurant, it don't matter.
Everywhere.
It's a man boobathon out here. So ladies, y'all got to keep it real and get on your grind for real. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go.
Hey, bro, that's crazy bars right there, bro. Ladies, y'all got to cut out that bullshit excuse, okay? Do we understand that women's body change when they have children? Yes. Do we understand that women's. Do we understand that women have things with their hormones? Women have PCOS. Women have all types of things. They have their cycle every month. Yes, we understand that. But it's scientifically proven that when y'all have these things and y'all continue to big back
activity,
y'all make it worse. Y'all make it worse and harder for y'all to lose weight. So what you're not about to do is sit here and blame the womanly shit, and you ain't even trying to get on your grind.
Nope.
You don't even have a gym membership.
Nope.
You be bullshitting with your personal trainer.
Nope.
Right? You ain't even trying to follow the meal plan that your husband's following, your husband on his shit.
Nope.
And you mad that the gym girl's looking at your husband.
Nope.
And flirting with him.
Nope.
And sending him a friend request on Instagram.
Nope.
And he coming home to your fat ass.
Nope.
Oops, I can't say that. Oop, my bad. Anyway, ladies, again, we got to keep it real. And y'all, a lot of y'all friends ain't going to keep it real with y'all. And y'all get mad at me for keeping it real with y'all, including my clients. But that's what I'm here for. I'm not about to sit here and lie to you, especially if you're paying me. It's getting crazy. Ladies, get it together. And I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
Damn, why is she talking about her husband like that? Crazy work. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this too, man. Not to be toxic, I'm not, and this could go men or women. I ain't sitting here talking bad about women. This could be men too, because men do this shit too. When you're losing weight, when you on your fitness grind, the person that don't fuck with you the most can be the person closest to you. The person who doesn't support you the most can be the person closest to you. It can be your spouse. It can be your parent, boyfriend, girlfriend. It could be a coworker. It could be your best friend. It happens. So be ready for it. I don't wish that shit on anybody, but it happens. Fellas, it could be your wife. Ladies, it could be a husband. It could, and if you date the same sex, it could be your wife or husband.
No diddy, you know?
It's a joke. Relax, y'all. Don't get mad at me. It's just a joke. I love everybody. No diddy. It's no like, diddy, no, let me stop. You know? Stop playing, bro. No, put the fork down and them sweets. Talk about you stressed. Exactly. Blaming everything but the habits. She's probably eating Big Macs. That's why she's still a Big Mac. Bars. She's eating Big Macs. Chicken Shack. That's why she's still a Big Mac. Dom DeMarco. The fit chick he leaves you for cares. Yes. The moment you decide to lose the belly and get fit, you're lonely because most people are comfortable being ignorant and fat. Talking about nonsense.
Nope.
Absolutely, bruh. The joint with the jealous wife. Those are going to be the main ones asking their man who he trying to look good for. To answer, her competition. Whoa. Whoa. For the gym wife, it's like, nah, let me stop. I'm just playing. I'm not saying dudes got gym wives. Just playing. Ladies, relax. Abs in 3 days is crazy.
Nope.
It's not happening. The time she was using to film that video, she could have been using that time on being at the gym, getting herself right instead of hating on her husband. Clock it. You better clock that T. It's like, no, let me stop. Folks about to get divorced. Yeah, she trying to get a divorce. While he's in the gym getting fit, she out there getting her back blown out by a fat dude with titties bigger than hers, or maybe a crackhead who needs to hit the gym. Brown Baldy, you're out of here, brother.
Break three, you're out.
You're promoting negativity on here. You got to go, brother. But listen, though, that's cool. Because if that does happen, she's doing you a favor. That's not the woman for you. You go get you a nice little fit chick, and she's going to be miserable the rest of her life with the new fat man, and vice versa, ladies. You in the gym getting your grind, your husband cheat on you with a fat chick, go get you a fit man. He's going to be crushed. Because one thing about fat men, they hate fit dudes. Don't ask how I know. Yeah. So they doing you a favor. Don't ask how I know. She was saying the same shit my ex was. I dumped that hungry hippo. So you telling me your ex was like this?
The diet don't work for you the same.
No, I'm not, bro. Trust. I have friends that has happened to. Oh yeah, I'm, me too. I get it. Yeah, for sure. I'm just fucking around. But nah, you right. But like I said, they doing them a favor. Soon there will be an epidemic of single double chin big backs in the world. It's already an epidemic of that. Listen, hold on. Let me finish the comment. Soon there will be an epidemic of single double chin big backs in the world. But if the relationship shall be the sacrifice, so be it. Better lock in and get fit. Than being better to lock in and get fit than being surrounded by big backs.
Big back activity.
Yeah, we already in a big back epidemic. Big back pandemic. Big backathon. Big back era. Big back season. Hold up. Big back season. Big back quarter. Big back end of the year. Big back century. Big back decade. Big back month. Big back week. Big back day. And big back hour. Bars. Hey, Carl Henry, we already there. me and her had matching Hennessy and butter crab legs bellies at first. Yeah, I bet.
The diet don't work for you the same.
She had these joints too, Spider-Mo?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Hey, yo, that shit funny as hell. All right, let's keep it going, man. We're gonna switch gears a little bit. All right. I gotta play it again.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Yo, that sound is crazy, bruh. Oh my God. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. We got the BBLs are reversing themselves, ladies. I don't know what happened or what clicked for these ladies. Well, these ladies getting rid of them. There's less ladies getting them. And the info's getting out there. We still got some knuckleheads that's going to do the BBL over the gym. Let them do their thing. But let's check out what this girl had to say about it. Which video is it? This one.
I just be wondering, like, do girls with fake bodies feel dumb? Like, not even trying to be funny, because I used to want one back in the day, but it's like, now everybody don't, nobody want to get a fake body. Everybody be talking about how y'all look nasty. But just a couple years ago, they was just talking about how y'all was goals. And now they talking about y'all look like a wisdom tooth, and they like girls that's string beans, like olive oil. Like, that would have really made me mad if I spent hella money on my body, and now y'all talk about I ain't in style. Like, now y'all just sitting here looking like Miss Incredible. And after y'all done pay all that, like, that would have pissed me off. Like, so how do y'all feel? Like, that y'all done spent all that money, and now y'all ain't in style, and y'all was just in style, like...
Oh, no, she didn't, but let her cook.
Let him cook.
She's cooking.
Let him cook now. Let him
cook. She's cooking.
I said let him cook.
She's cooking, man. And like I said, a lot of girls, they being real sneaky about it. You see Kim K done got real skinny. Khloe done got real skinny. They started the whole shit. All right? The information's getting out there, man. All you can do is listen. Stop going against it and stop listening to people who keep trying to get you to go that route. Because I'm telling y'all, ladies, no man ever said when he was going out looking for women, I'm going to look for a joint with a BBL.
Big back activity.
He never said that. If you ain't a virgin with your natural body, you don't need to get a BBL. I don't care. I don't care. I do not care. It's your body, your choice. I'm not trying to hear none of that shit.
Nope.
You putting your life at risk. You're not getting stronger. And that shit going to catch up to you in a couple of decades.
Nope.
All right. You still got to function as a human when you 60, 70. I don't care how fat your ass is.
Nope.
You still might need to get a hip replace or a knee replacement because you wasn't doing squats the previous 2, 3, 4 decades.
Nope.
That shit ain't doing nothing for you. You can't run. You can't sprint. You step off a curb and break your leg.
Nope.
All right, ladies, and I got a clip coming up for that. It's actually not related to a BBL, but it's just a clip on why you need to be doing these functional movements as you get older. All right? So, ladies, stop listening to that shit, all right? And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, lost y'all damn minds with these BBLs. It's getting crazy, man. Me and her had... Oh, I already read that. Hey, fitness family at the gym. Why Domino's making a delivery here? Oh, brother. Oh, God.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks!
I mean, it's probably not for somebody in the gym. It's probably for one of the front desk people that work there. That's probably what that is. They're technically... They don't have to be fit, and they're usually not, so that's probably what that is. Carl said that's his favorite button. Are you talking about this button?
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early. That's
my new favorite button as well. But all jokes aside, we are definitely in an unhealthy epidemic in this country, and it's the reason we need to promote shaming folks to get in shape. Absolutely.
We do not care.
And if I hurt your feelings?
We do not care.
Oh, well. Guess what? You get a wake-up call in every other area of your life. You broke, you get a wake-up call.
We do not care.
you about to get fired from your job?
We do not care.
You get a wake-up call. Your spouse unhappy, boyfriend, girlfriend unhappy.
We do not care.
And guess what? If your back big as hell, you need a wake-up call as well, and we don't care if we hurt your feelings.
We do not care.
I said what I said. Dom the Monko. She told no lies. Hey, me, C. Marty, and Spider-Mo be in the gym looking for the big girls with low self-esteem and feederism singing Go Big Mama. Yeah, bro, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You're done for the day. See you on Sunday. You're done. Still big back activity. It is. It's big back activity, but I mean, yeah, I feel you. It's annoying when you working out, but it's not. Now, if it's somebody working out ordering Domino's, that's a whole different story. Now they got a BBL with some Dave Blunt arms looking wild.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Yeah, that BBL shit with the big ass arms, you look crazy. Get in the gym and get in some shape. All right, lose some fat, ladies. Then if you get a BBL, I understand it a little bit more. I still don't want you to get one, but I understand it a little bit more. At least you got some good habits. But fuck all that. All right. Okay, let's keep it going. All right, switching gears. What the hell is going on with these fitness influencers, man? Listen, they got something called the Arthur Lift. No bullshit. When I saw this joint, I was laughing out loud for 5 minutes straight. Pause.
No ditty, you know?
Spit my drink out and all that. Pause. No ditty. That was crazy.
No ditty, you know?
I'm not hyping it. Like, I literally was crying laughing. Let's check out the Arthur Lift. Yo, this joint is insane. Oh, God. Come on, yo. First of all, yo. Yo, no grown man should be in that position that long in the gym. That's crazy. No ditty.
No ditty, you know?
Come on, yo. And please don't go try this. Please do not go and try. Come on, bruh. Come on, yo. They coming up with anything nowadays, bruh. Come on, man. Come on, bruh. I'm sick of it. I'm done with fitness. Come on. And what the... I'm done with fitness, bro. What the hell is going on, man? This shit is weird, dog. I'm sick of it. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Then just in that position is crazy, bro. What are you doing, dog? All that weight on your back, pause?
No ditty, you know?
Well, bro... When I tell you I was crying laughing when I seen it, this is reprehensible. This is getting a reaction video, because what are you doing, bro? He need his ass whooped. He needs to get banned from the gym. He need to get kicked out, and he need to be banned from every gym in the area, in the surrounding metropolitan area. Then with that weak-ass move at the end. Get his ass off the screen, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Yo. Oh, that shit was so funny when I first seen it. Daniel, I used to, the big low self-esteem joints will buy you a PS5 after you crack and go 50-50. You're wild, bro. You're wild, dog. How can we keep a straight face after watching this? That's torture. Can't stop laughing. His spine is thew. Facts. The fitness influencers need to stop. Yeah, just fucking stop. I'm trying to be nice here, but he's practicing his no ditties, no grown man should have. Never mind, I'll hush now.
No ditty, you know?
Yeah, that was crazy. That's, I mean, you know, if you're doing a deadlift, that's one thing. But that shit right there, I don't know what the fuck that was. That was awful. Get his ass off the screen, all right? And listen, this is why y'all need to work out. In your 20s and your 30s before you get old. Because you live a sedentary lifestyle long enough, you sit on your ass, you don't get better, this is what happens. Let's check it out. Oh, man. Let's check it out. Go, brother. Oh. Oh. Hey, man, get in shape. Get in shape. Listen, it's nothing she could do at that point. She probably could not. I don't even know how she got up. She probably can't get up. You never want to be in that situation. Keep letting them big backs talk shit to you, because that's going to happen to them one day. They're going to be regretting all the shit they was talking to you. That's exactly how they're going to look, and that's how they're going to sound, just like her. Blah! Blah! She's done. Call 911. That's exactly how y'all gonna look. Yeah. Oh, they're going to say I'm fat shaming.
Your back has a back.
That's what happened when your back has a back. When you fall, you got to carry your back and the back on top of that. And the back that's on top of that. Triple back, big back ass.
Big back activity.
You got to call 911. Now she got to get surgery. She can't work. She got to get EBT. Now she buying Captain Crunch with the EBT. Now she getting fatter. Her back getting wider than all outsider. She getting fatty, so we call her Patty. Oh man, the bars is crazy tonight, man. Yeah. I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. They're gonna say I'm body shaming though. Oh man. Oh, that was crazy. Oh. Salute, Coach Pro Fitness. Was good, man? He's back.
He's back!
That man doing a reverse deadlift RDL, man. The hell was he doing? I don't know. Her fat ass. I try to be nice, but these clips make it too easy for a goofball like me not to be nice. Hey.
Nope.
Say what you got to say, brother. Say exactly what you got to say. Sorry, say what you got to say. We do not care.
We do not care.
That's what we're here for. Daniel laughing, Reek laughing. At this point, might as well go back in time and buy the old school bodybuilding program. Seriously, I'm telling you. She would definitely be a part of a Yo Mama joke back in the day. Oh, for sure. Yeah, Natalia, strike three. She's definitely
strike
out.
Strike three, you're out.
Okay, I'm logging off the screen. And the fall took me out. I'm in tears. See you in the morning at the gym. Hey, all right, Mike, I'll holler at you, brother. At that point, just go to Heart Attack Grill and get some food, some free food.
Nope.
So you telling me, Spider-Man, so you telling me she don't have a chance? She just throw in the towel. Just go make that back bigger.
Big back activity.
Why did she post that for the world to see? She fell down like the ground was slippery. Slippery. Big backs are usually the most arrogant on earth. I can believe that. Someone called 911. Yes. So heavy, she couldn't catch her own footing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous, bro. You never want to get to that point. Because at that point, it's a hazard. You're a danger to someone. Because if not only are you a danger to yourself, you're a danger to someone else. Because if you fall on top of them with all that weight...
Big back activity.
Now you're going to hurt somebody else. Now you're a weapon. You a big back ass weapon. Bars. Damn, ads need a pause. Hit the damn like button. Peace. Hey, appreciate that. Yeah, I got to throw the ads on sometimes, y'all. I'm surprised she didn't fall through and go straight to China. Man, listen. Crazy. We'll look at it again. It's over. Her heaven wings coming soon. Yeah. Yeah, it's a wrap for her, man. Hey, kill y'all on this episode. Yes, sir. Old brother. Definitely old brother. Hey, man, real quick. Got to tell you about my VIP coaching program, so give me a second. If you're interested, shoot me a message or hit the join button on the video right there. We'll be back in a quick 37 seconds.
Hold on real quick. I know you enjoying the video. Stop what you're doing real fast. I just launched my VIP membership group here on YouTube. So if you're interested in workout videos, coaching live streams, gear updates, and free gear delivered to you monthly, go ahead and check it out. And if you want even more than that, one-on-one coaching, get my exclusive membership with daily check-ins and Zoom calls. So you can keep hitting your goals, go ahead and check that out. Come on, man. This is a great deal. Check me out. Now back to the video. If you want to join, click that link below. All right, I'm going to let y'all get back to the video for real now.
Man, crazy, man. I'm proud of myself. Let's keep it going. Wicked Scorpion said, LOL. I would say she couldn't catch a break, but the ground didn't break her fall. Her fall broke the ground. Bars. What's more infuriating is knowing that they can get rid of that back, but they refuse to get out of the sugar big back activities addiction.
Big back activity.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. It's crazy, man. Hey, man, this is a hell of an episode. And before we close out, let me just leave y'all with a little coaching tip. All right, listen. If you look for BS excuses, you're going to find a BS excuse. Simple. All right, so, you know, as you on your fitness journey, just remember, one, this is not going to be the only obstacle you have in life, okay? You've had obstacles all the way up to whatever age you are, 30, 40, 50, 60, 20, however old you are watching this. And you got through it. So you can get through this obstacle of fitness. And remember, you're not the only one who has your situation. So a lot of times, like we talk about, people use the kids as an excuse. People use the job as an excuse. I got a 9-to-5. I can't do it. I got a business. I can't do it. The gym is full of 9-to-5ers, and it's full of business owners. Okay? So whatever it is, the time, your energy, circumstances, figure it the fuck out, and get your ass in the gym, all right? Because there's always a way to do it, even if it's working out at home, right? Even if it's going outside doing some calisthenics, figure it out. Because it's not acceptable at this day and age with all the information out there and all the access to be a big guy. We not rocking with that shit. We shaming it in 2025. It's unacceptable. I'm not saying you got to look like Jonathan Majors or Michael B. Jordan. But get y'all shit together, fellas. Ladies, get y'all shit together. All right? We just going to leave it at that. But fire episode. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Lotus flower with the fire emoji. Seeing folks overweight like that is sad and pathetic as fuck. Absolutely pathetic as fuck. So listen, man, hey, if you eat too much lobster tails, don't watch the podcast. Hold on, let's look at Shorty one more time.
I eat healthy. I'm not a bitch that eat. I'm not big because I eat McDonald's and I'm big because I like lobster tails and seafood boils and steak.
Brother.
Bitch, I'm fat. I'm fed, not fat.
Oh, brother. Oh, man, get her ass about it. That's insane. Look for a reaction video from that clip coming very soon to social media near you. I got some videos on the way for y'all. Fire videos. All right. I'm 40 and just started my fitness journey. Obstacles and negativity are crazy, but once in the gym, I'm locked in. Yes, sir. Hey, man, like I said, hit the like button. Best fitness podcast out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Can't wait for that video. Absolutely. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. If you fed, don't watch the podcast. Bruh, shut up, bruh. And if you want to come in my comments talking crazy, just know you're going to get cooked. I'm going to cook you, or we're going to cook you on the podcast. And it is what it is. And we said what we said, and you know we tell the truth, and you know we got to go. I'll be live again on Sunday. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. clearly see Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, share the page with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and something else. I can't remember. But it's easy to find. Type it in Google, you'll find it. All right. And listen, man. Catch y'all on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Playback Gang, hit the like button. And guess what? We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.